Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode number 74 of the Beyond the Ring with Big T Wrestling Podcast for today, Thursday, July 20th, 2017. I'm your host, Big T, right here with all of you tonight. And we have a very special guest here with us, young up-and-coming female professional wrestler who has had quite the journey getting to this point today, and she is coming on the show right now to talk with us. We have Natalia Barkova here with us tonight. How are you doing, Natalia?
Hi, I'm fine. Happy to meet you.
Oh, it's good to meet you, and I'm very happy that you could be a part of the show tonight.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it.
Well, we're going to have a good time, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk all about your career up until this point.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's start off. My first question for you will be, around how old were you when you were growing up, when you first discovered professional wrestling and you decided that this is the job that you wanted to do? You wanted to be a professional wrestler.
I was around 5 years old. I was watching TV, and we had the WWF for that moment on TV, and I saw the entrance. I remember it. It was the entrance of Shawn Michaels, and I saw it, this music. It was some big show by Big Event, and I saw his entrance, and I was, oh, my God, that's my dream. I want to be there. I want to have this entrance like this. And I decided I will be a professional wrestler someday. I never knew we had it in Russia for that moment. And, when I found out that we have a school in Moscow, I went there. But it was not when I was 5 years old. I was 16 at that moment.
Okay, let's see. I think we're on here live, guys. Sorry, the computer had some sort of error and it kicked me out in the middle of what Natalia was saying. Let me double check and make sure that we are live. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Natalia. I'm just making sure that all of our listeners, that they can still hear us. I'm going on to double check, because in the middle of your sentence, my computer screen just went black, and the software in the computer, the Windows, it wanted to update, and I had to stop everything, and it kicked me out.
Okay.
All right, so let me double check here. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. Let me make sure that we're still here with you live on the air. The software and the computer, okay. Yes, everybody can hear us. Okay, Natalia, I apologize. You were saying that you saw Shawn Michaels' entrance, and that's when my computer, went a little crazy on me. So you saw Shawn Michaels' entrance, and then what happened?
I was so excited. At that moment, I decided that I have to be a pro wrestler. That's where I belong. That's the place where I need to be. And I was watching these WWF tapings my whole childhood. But, other children were not so excited about it. So I was kind of alone in this. But, you know, I decided that it's my dream to be there. And when I was 16, I found out that we have a school, wrestling school in Moscow. And I decided that I need to go there. That's my first step for the dream. And I went there, I started to learn wrestling. And, you know, I felt like that is what I want. That's what I really want.
Now, when you started to do your training in Moscow, what was it like getting into the wrestling ring for the first time and taking your first bumps, your first hits inside of a wrestling ring?
So when I just found out that we have a school that was a hit, you know, I was like a big passion for wrestling from this childhood, from 5 years old when I saw this Shawn Michaels entrance. And when I found out that there is a school, that was a hit. I said, okay, I'll go there. I'll train. I'll do everything. And I will be there. I'll come to America someday. And I will be a superstar there. So it was like a goal for me, main goal in my life.
That is a great story. And, you know, to start off in Moscow, because, you know, I didn't know that, you know, Moscow had the wrestling training schools and, you know, like their own wrestling company, so to speak. But I know up here in the, you know, in the United States, like sometimes, you know, the wrestlers, if they are, say if one of them is playing a Russian character or say a French character, you know, they'll come out and, you know, they'll talk with an accent like you do. Now I'm just curious, is your accent, because your accent is, you know, darn near perfect. Is that part of your character? Is that how you really talk?
That's like me. It's not a part of character. That's how I talk. That's my real way of speaking. And you know, I'm always surprised that people here ask me, hey, where are you from? What's an accent? And I say, I'm from Russia. And they say, oh my God, we thought that Russian accent is different. We heard it from different wrestlers here in US. And I say, no, that's the real Russian accent. You know, I was born in Moscow. I lived there my whole life. And my accent is, you know, like real. I don't make it on purpose.
And the reason why I asked that, because, I want everybody to know, you know, with what you just said right now, you heard Natalia, she's the real deal. She is from Moscow. She did come all the way from Russia here to the United States. You heard right from her that, you know, what you're hearing is not character. She is the real deal. That's why I wanted to ask that question. Now, when you were in Moscow and you started wrestling, how long did you wrestle in Moscow for?
I started wrestling more than 10 years ago. I was 16 then. And, you know, our school in Moscow is like, okay, it's good. But I gained most of my experience in Japan. I think after maybe 5 years of wrestling career in Moscow, I had a trip to Japan. I traveled there and I learned there so much. I was in the dojo there. I had several matches with such stars as Tajiri, for example. And I learned so much there. I know their style. I know how they work. They intense working. I love it so much.
Now, Japan. Japan is one territory where they have wrestling that I really love to watch. You know, they really do great wrestling out of Japan. And from what I've heard and the things that I've seen, you have to be legitimately tough to wrestle in Japan because they make you work really hard. I mean, of course, you know, everybody works hard up here, but I heard in Japan, like, you have to work extra hard down there. And, you know, for you to be in Japan, Was it every bit as hard work as, you know, like what I've heard and what probably other people have heard around the States?
Yes, they are tough. They like tough kicks, tough forearms, and, you know, it's like forced and it's serious. And I love this style. I love that it's like serious. It's not a game. It's a sport. You have to be an athlete. Great.
I see. Now, when you were in Japan, is that when you came to America, or did you go somewhere else after Japan? Oh, wait a minute. Oh boy, hold on. We lost the call. Here we go. Hello, Natalia.
Yes, hello.
I lost you. I'm sorry about that. All right.
Yeah, that means a problem for the connection, I guess.
Let me put you back on the Bluetooth speaker real quick here. Okay, there you go. Can you hear me? Oh. Let's see. Hold on. Let me try something real quick. Let's see. The connection on the phone right now. I know she said the connection wasn't that good. All right, hold on, guys. I'm gonna try to get her back on here. Having a little bit of a phone issue. Hold on 1 second. All right, we got everybody still here on the air. We were just talking about Japan before the phone call dropped out. If you would like to continue what you were saying about Japan, go ahead.
Yeah, I said that they're really tough workers, and you know, their school is more like athletic, so you have to be like good. In a good shape, you have to be in good physical condition. When I was training there, I've done lots of cardio, functional workouts, and you know, you have to have good endurance to be there. I trained there around 5 times a week, and these trainings were really tough. And it's good experience for me, because now I feel like I'm confident. I feel that I have good physical shape. I can work for a long time. I don't need time to catch my breath, and that's really good. That works for me.
Now, after you went through this training in Japan and wrestled in Japan, did you come to the United States right after that, or did you go back to Moscow? What was your next step after Japan?
After that, I came back to Moscow. You know, my parents all the time, they're not so happy about what I do, and they wanted me to be a lawyer. So they said you have to live normal life, and so because of them, I got a university degree, a lawyer university degree, And, you know, I was trying to live normal life. But all the time I was thinking that, no, that I'm not belong here. That's not my life. And one day I just realized that I just need to go there. I need to drop everything here and go. Because if I won't do it now, I will do it never. And maybe after several years, I will regret. So that's why I started to work as a personal trainer in Moscow. I was working from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. And in the middle of the day, I was working out. So it was a kind of goal for me. And I decided to do everything for it. That was really difficult. I was doing this for around maybe 1 year and a half, working from morning to night and saving money. I was collecting money to go to America because, you know, we have a crisis there and $1 is like 60 rubles. That's why I had to work a lot. And I was collecting money. And then when I done this, I bought the flight. I made my visa. I came here. And now I feel like I made a big step for my goal.
And it sure sounds like you have too, because to try to, you pretty much have been through it all. You know, you started off, you know, like all of us, just falling in love with the business from what you saw on TV. Then you give it a shot, and you even got to go to Japan and have some great moments in Japan. Then your parents want you to be a lawyer, so you try to settle down and live the normal life, and your love for wrestling was just too strong, and then you had to find a way to come here, and that's a remarkable story. And I just want to say something to the live audience that's listening. Now, as far as everybody listening to the show, I want to tell you guys, you know, you hear a lot of stories in professional wrestling of people doing, you know, things like Natalya has done. But the people that do the sort of things that Natalya has done is usually your male superstars. You know, they'll talk about sleeping, you know, in the gyms or having a couple bucks in their pocket. Well, here's a female that came all the way from Russia with a, you know, a few bucks in her pocket, and she's trying to make it in the United States and become a household name here. And, you know, Natalya, I wish you the best going forward, because you do have a good story to tell. Now, if I can tell you something, or ask you something, what, as far as certain wrestling matches that you have competed in, certain women that you have faced, who are some of your favorites that you have wrestled?
I was happy to wrestle in Japan. I wrestled with Hello?
Yes.
You listen to me? Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Natalya?
Yeah, now I hear. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm still here with you. You're still online.
Yeah. I was, I had a big honor to wrestle with Sakura. She's a Japanese legend. I was so happy to wrestle with her. Then also Fury, and as I already said, it's not a female, but it's a male, but a G. It was a great experience. I was so excited about it. And, you know, here in America already, I met good opponents. I was in Shine, and I had a match with Allison Kay, with Manchester Rose. I really enjoyed this. I know, you know, it's like a dream for me that I'm here. I can't even believe now that I am here and I wrestle here and I meet all these people. You know, I saw them on TV and now it's like for real. I can't believe it. I'm here. You know, I'm here from Thursday, not so long. So now it's like a dream.
Now, you know, you're trying to, you know, make it, of course, to the biggest company, the WWE, I'm sure.
And yeah, sure.
Out of all the women, you know, that you have seen wrestle, or women that even, you know, it could be a woman from the past or women that even wrestle today over there. If, you know, you could pick any woman in, you know, say WWE or even anywhere, you know, over here in the States, you know, if you could pick any woman to face, who?
Yeah, sure, I can. I don't even need to think. I think it will be Sarah Del Rey. I saw lots of her matches. I was so impressed. I respect her so much. And I, you know, I really wish that someday I will achieve at least half of what she's doing in the ring. I think she's really great. And, you know, when you ask me to pick some woman wrestler, for sure it will be Sarah Del Rey.
That would be a good matchup if you got to face her.
Yeah, I think so. I'd be happy to make a match.
You know what? Maybe they will, huh? Maybe they will.
Yeah, we just need to hope.
How long? This is one thing I forgot to ask you. I think you might have said it earlier, though, but I want to double check. How long have you been wrestling in America?
In America, I wrestle for this moment, 5 days.
Yeah, from this moment, like right now, present day, how long have you been here wrestling?
Yeah, it's 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not so much. Wow. But I already been on 4 events.
You've been on
during this day.
4 events in 5 days?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah, I'm so excited about it.
That's pretty good because a lot of times, you know, when wrestling companies get new talent, sometimes they have them sit backstage or sometimes, you know, they give them time before they put them out there in the ring. But you must have really made a name for yourself in Moscow and Japan. And over here in America, they must know who you are and that you're a good wrestler because for 4 shows in 5 days for someone that's, you know, just got here, that's great.
Yeah, that's really great. And you know, I really want to prove myself here to show my skill, my physical condition, and everything like this. I really hope people see me.
Now, how have you liked it here in America since you got here to wrestle? What are some of the differences that you notice here in America compared to, say, Moscow and Japan?
You mean like in wrestling or in just normal life?
In you know what? Let's do both. As far as you know, in your normal life and in wrestling, if you could answer both of them, that would be good.
You know, it's like a different world. I came here. The climate is different. I'm in Florida now. It's like humid here, but you know, I love this climate. I think it's good for health, so I love it. For me, like what I noticed first was everything is very expensive. As I already told you that we have a crisis in Russia, so all money I got there is like not too much here and prices are really big for me. But I'm okay with that. I will handle it. You know, I'm ready for difficulties. And people here are very kind. All of them are smiling, asking how I'm doing. I was really happy to notice this. people are really kind. Maybe in Russia, people are more tough. They're not like angry, but they are more tough. And here, like all of them are your friends. I'm happy to meet this.
I totally understand, you know. I've never been to Russia before, so it's good to hear a little bit about it.
Russia is a good country. The problem is that not too much wrestling there. And you know, I think about wrestling as a main part of my life. That's why I need to come here in America, because for me it's like a capital of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where you have lots of opportunities. That's why I think I need to be here.
Now, when you got here, here's the second part of the question. You just answered, you know, how it is to, you know, live the normal life in America. Now, what I want to ask you is, as far as when you wrestle, when you wrestle in a match here in America, is there any differences compared to Russia and Japan? Have you noticed anything different?
You know, I think wrestling is, in common, it's all the same. It's about spirit, it's about working on yourself, working on your physical condition. Yeah, there is some difference, small difference in styles, maybe in technique. But in common, it's all the same. Like Japan and Russia, in America, and I think worldwide, you have to be like tough, you have to be strong inside, and you have to be a good athlete.
Yes, yes, definitely. You know, you gotta be on top of your game to make it in the wrestling world, that's for sure, because it's not an easy job.
Yeah, sure.
But now I'll ask you for one of your final questions here. Out of everything, you know, that you've been through and that you've accomplished, you know, starting off in Moscow, going to Japan, now, you know, going back to Moscow, now coming here to America. I know, you know, you spoke earlier that, you know, making it in pro wrestling is, you know, your goal, your main goal. But I want to take it one step further and just, let's say, you know, if you make it, in pro wrestling, you know, you get to a bigger stage and get to where you want to go. You know, if you reach your goal, if you conquer that one goal, then what would be your next goal? Like, say, if you would be somewhere in a bigger company like the WWE, for instance.
You know, I think you always have goals, and maybe for this moment, yes, my main goal is to be there, but all the time you can be better and you can do your best for the company. You can make your profit. You have to develop yourself to develop other people. I can train, for example. I can show them my achievements. And all the time you have to develop yourself and to develop people around you. I think I can be really good for the company to develop me and their students and other people. I think that's the goal of my life, to like to continue what I'm doing, to give it to other people and to be like a part of family.
Well, Natalia, that is a remarkable response. Definitely. And, You truly deserve to get to where you want to go, and I hope that it happens for you. And
thank you for encouragement.
I wish you all the success on you know, going forward and making it in this business of pro wrestling. And you know, this interview has been great. I've had a lot of fun, and, you know, I want to ask you right here, you know, in front of the live crowd, since you're just starting out, and, and, you know, we've got to have this talk tonight, how would you feel about, coming back on the show, maybe, at the end of the year to, for an update to see how, your journey in America is going as far as your wrestling?
If I hear you not well.
Oh.
Not good connection. Repeat, please.
Okay, can you hear me better like this with your connection?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I got my speaker in my hand now, so that way you can hear me. I want to ask you in front of, you know, the live audience, if you would like to, I would love to have you back on the show, you know, like say at the end of this year, in about a few months, to get an update to see how you are doing in your journey here in America to, you know, make it to the top of pro wrestling in the women's division. I'd love to have you back.
I'd be very happy to come. You know, I enjoyed our talking, and I'd be very happy. I think your listeners will also be glad to hear what I achieved, and I think that would be really great.
Oh, yes. You know, you have a great story, especially the female listeners, to you know, hear from you every now and then, you know, and hear how your journey's going, and we can all listen to it unfold. This will be a great thing for the show and a great thing for you as well.
Yeah, sure.
Well, do you have any last words that you would like to say before I go off the air?
I think I just need to say one thing. That if you have your goal in your life, you have to follow it. You should never give up, no matter what. Everyone has different problems, difficulties. You just still have to go over and never give up. I think that's the main point.
Natalia, that is a great point. You know what? No matter what it is, you can't give up. You can never give up. And that's one of the best pieces of advice I think that you could give to anybody. And, you know, I will definitely keep in contact with you because I'm looking forward to hearing what the next chapter in your story will be. And can you hang on the phone line for about 1 minute while I sign off with the live audience, and then I'll come back to you?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I will, I'll be right back with you on the phone line in just 1 minute.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the show tonight for episode number 74 of the Beyond the Ring of Big T Wrestling Podcast with Natalia Markova. And she's going to be coming back and telling us, you know, some much more great things about her journey. So I hope you will join us.
Yeah.
As I said, this has been episode 74 of the Beyond the Ring of Big T Wrestling Podcast for today, Thursday, July 20th, 2017. And we will see you next week for another great episode of the podcast. So join us, and I hope you enjoyed this great interview with Natalia tonight. We look forward to having her back very soon. Thank you very much for joining in and listening tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you all take care. I love you all, and I will talk to you very soon. Good night, everybody.